Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 902 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an amazing question coming in today from Claire, but before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies, because they help me and millions of other small businesses with managing our business finances, from keeping track of our income and expenses. It's really helpful come tax season, but also they help you with invoicing. In less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional looking invoice. So if you do any coaching, you have any students, or you do any consultations or freelancing, it's definitely the best tool you can use to get paid quickly and in a professional way. So if you want to check them out for 30 days for free, you can go to freshbooks.com/askpat for that free trial. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. And just make sure you enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. All right, now here's today's question from Claire.
Hi, Pat. My name is Claire, and I host the Catholic Feminist Podcast. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a podcast for Catholic women on the intersection of women's rights and the Catholic Church. It's gone super well so far. We've been listed as one of the top religion podcasts in iTunes, and I've had some really amazing guests. My question is about collaboration. There are a few other people in my niche, no other podcasters, but there's like a group that sends daily devotionals and a group that makes really beautiful prayer journals. And I really want to collaborate somehow, but I'm not sure how to go about doing that or what we would even do. I was just wondering if you had any tips on collaborating with other entrepreneurs in your niche to come together and serve your audience. It's not really competition because we do such different things, but we do serve the same core audience. So I think it would be really awesome to work together in some way. But like I said, I'm just not sure how to go about doing that in a way that's positive for both of us. I'd love to know your thoughts. I'm a huge fan of your podcast, and your podcasting tutorial was essential for me in this whole process. So thank you so much for all that you do. And thanks for answering my question.
Hey, Claire, thank you so much for the question and also the kind words about the podcast. And I'm so glad that my training has helped you, and I cannot wait to help others with podcasting too. But anyway, let's get to your question. How do you go about collaborating? Well, you have an amazing tool and resource available for you to do that quite easily, and that is your podcast. Congratulations on the success of it, by the way. And I think with that success, even if you actually didn't have a ton of followers and a huge audience yet and wasn't well recognized in the space, you'd still have the ability to have collaborations with people by inviting people on your show. So with that success that you've had, it's going to be even more likely that people are going to want to say yes because they want to get in front of your audience. And typically what happens is a few things. One, you're going to give them an opportunity to share what it is that they have to offer. So people who have these journals and these other people who are doing other things in the same space, you know, invite them on the show and feature them and really give them a great time. And it's a great way to introduce them to your audience, which also not only serves them, but serves your audience too. If they are companies and products that align with your audience, then well, it's going to be a win for both. And typically that becomes an amazing starting point of a relationship where there might be collaboration opportunities from there. You could follow up at a later date and say, hey, I'd love to work with you, or I had a really good time on the podcast. I'd love to see if there was something we could do together. And it's difficult in the way that you don't want to go into those relationships and invite people on the podcast because you want something in return. I would come at it from a genuine serving your audience and helping people out in the same space to help the same people. But typically what happens is that law of reciprocity definitely comes into play. And yes, you may have to, you know, nudge a little bit here or ask and just, you know, start those conversations about collaborations down the road. But they will often say yes to doing that because you are so kind as to serve them and help your audience as well. So in terms of collaborations and what you can do, I mean, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. It's going to depend on what they're doing and how you might want to go about it. But, you know, be creative, come up with ideas and see if it's something they'd be interested in. And again, coming at it cold is going to be a little bit more difficult versus having an opportunity to build a relationship with them beforehand. And it just seems like a win-win all around if you were to utilize the platform that you've built to interview these people and these companies and also serve your audience at the same time. It just kind of makes sense that, you know, you're all kind of in this together. And I think that's really cool. Now, you may want to first, even before asking people to come on the show, just, you know, reach out to people, and social media is a great place to do that, or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or what social media platform you're on, just to kind of warm them up a little bit and have them know who you are, and they'll sort of start to have conversations with you from there. So, you know, it's tough to say, oh, you should go to this person and try to strike this kind of deal. There are JV partnerships potentially. There are ways to get discounts on products that you can then offer to your audience as well. That's a way to collaborate. There are potentially ways that you could get on other people's shows if they have podcasts, which I think you said that there weren't very many, but you could potentially come on and write guest blog posts, for example, or come on and provide some sort of giveaway or lead magnet, which could actually get people to come onto your email list. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Feel free to be creative, Claire. I mean, this is, you're in command here and the ball's in your court. So I would challenge you to see how creative you can get with these collaborations, but also utilize this podcast you have, because it's definitely an amazing platform that you have built to not only serve your audience, but also make these great connections and start these relationships with other influencers and other products and people in the space. So Claire, hopefully that helps you. And I want to wish you all the best. Congratulations on your success again. And I can't wait to hear how this goes for you. So again, thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And thank you again for your continued support. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to mention, Claire had mentioned my podcasting tutorial. I actually have a free one at podcastingtutorial.com. But I go into a lot more depth. And I help you through the process a lot quicker. I give you access to me and a community. And I also help you launch and market your show as well with my new upcoming podcasting course, which is called poweruppodcasting.com. You can check that out and actually sign up for the waitlist now so you can get early access to it. Again, that's poweruppodcasting.com. It launches in just a couple of weeks here. So I highly recommend you check it out. It's the quick and easy way to get your podcast up and running and have access to me and a community to help you get started the right way. And so, like I said, you can launch your podcast not to nobody, but to a bunch of people, because I'm going to give you some tips using my superpowers, which are related to marketing and things like that, to help you launch your show with a bang. So check that out, poweruppodcasting.com. Again, thank you, Claire, for your question. Thank you all for listening in. I appreciate it. And here's a quote today from Frederick, and I don't even want to attempt the last name because it's, I think, German, and it starts with an N. N-I-E-T-Z-S-C-H-E. Nietzsche. Perhaps. But anyway, this is a great quote. Should not the giver be thankful that the receiver received? Is not giving a need? Is not receiving mercy? Kind of goes along with today's episode a little bit. All right, guys, thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode. Bye now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.